Thank you for joining the Faith Church Podcast. Connect with us on social media to receive daily inspiration by searching at Your Faith Church on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Get live streaming notifications, receive daily encouragement, and stay up to date on the latest information. Follow, like, and subscribe today.
Moves differently in different places at different times. But before I go into the message today, which I think I'm going to do, we'll see. I haven't made it there quite yet. Before I go into the message today, I just want to talk for a second about anybody been watching the news like today or last night? Like, let me see if you've been watching the news. What is it about church that makes us scared to raise our hand? Like, are they going to give me a Bible trivia quiz? I'd better not, you know? I wasn't watching the news, and my husband called me last night after church. He said, hey, you need to watch the news. And I usually listen to my husband. It's the usually part of that sentence that I want to exercise in this moment. And I told him, no, I don't like watching the news. And he said, you need to know what's going on in the world. And then he proceeded to tell me, and then I called somebody else, I actually called Jalen to verify it, because my husband is not the detail man, right? If there were 7 people in the room, he will swear on his life there were 12 and mean it, you know, with his whole heart. So I called Jalen. I said, man, explain to me what's going on in the news. PD wants me to watch it. I can't do that to my spirit. So he told me what was going on, and I was shocked and appalled. Or two words, in case you haven't heard, because about a third of y'all are like me, blissfully ignorant as to what's going on in the world. There is a white supremacist group who decided to stage a protest complete with Nazi flags. I mean, come on, people, let's just see how many people we can offend at one time. And then decided to commit an act of terror by taking a vehicle and driving it into a crowd of people. And I thought, in my bathroom alone, you idiots. You making me look bad. You and I have a similar skin tone. And I don't want people thinking that people like me think like people like you just because we might look the tiniest bit alike. Which I'm really excited you're clapping for me, but God right then got on my case. And I was like, oh. And he said, who are you to call him an idiot? Oh, excuse me, sir? What they did, God, they were idiots. You ever argued with God? And you're like, hey, sir, this is a valid point. Try to explain to God how you're right. I said, no, sir, they're idiots. And he said, judge not. Judge not, lest you be judged. I'm like, yes, that's a scripture. Yeah. And a true one. But God, what they did was so wrong. He said, yeah, you can judge the sin. You have no right to judge the man. That's my job. Wow. Right about then is when I started crying, and I actually kind of quit about 2.5 hours later somewhere during the 9:45 service. Because my heart has a hard time comprehending hate. I have been a victim of hate. I don't know if y'all have heard my story, but in junior high, I was molested in fourth grade. Kids found out in junior high. They started making fun of me. I started getting really bullied. I was very rejected, very alone, very hated for something that I really couldn't control. I've been the object of hate. I've been the object of hate. I was in a relationship that became abusive because of drugs. I've been the object of hate. But the thing that didn't fix any one of the hateful situations was hating back. And I feel like because I was a personal target, I was a personal target of hate, sometimes we feel like we have the right. We have the right to hate. Well, the Bible says be angry and sin not. Yeah, but the Bible says be angry. And then it's like, caution sign, flashing red lights, and sin not. Because anger, God understands that anger, a holy righteous indignation is okay, except, everybody say except. It's like having one foot on a banana peel on a mountain called Crisco Mountain. We can slip ourselves directly into trouble immediately, very quickly when we get on the anchor train. Because God is not anger. That says not his name. God is anger. God is
love.
And love never And so for those of you who didn't know what was going on and really don't know, and I mean, honestly, I only know what Jalen told me. He might have made the whole thing up. Were you telling the truth? Telling the truth? And you have better details than PD? Okay, good. So say you maybe don't have no idea where Charlottesville is at, what state it's in, or how it relates to you. So let's back it up and let's make it a tiny bit even more personal than that, because I took it very personally. And I started calling people's names, and God started calling me out. Let's take it to that person at church who's talking about you. Let's take it to that mom in the PTA who criticizes the way you parent. Let's talk about that big mouth at your work who is screwing up by the numbers and tagging it all on you. Let's talk about that cheating spouse, and you know and they know, and they aren't repentant like they should be. Let's talk about the health diagnosis that you were just sure this test was going to come back better, but it came back twice as bad. Let's talk about that neighbor. You want to give them something, all right, and it ain't a cup of sugar, baby. Let's make it personal. Let's make it personal. When we make it personal, super personal, like you personal, not us, not we, but us, I'm like, God, but they had no right. They were totally wrong. You call it sin, and you want me to what? You want me to love them. A lot of times we can be oh so right at being oh so wrong. Hate doesn't fix hate. Love fixes hate, but love's hard to do when there is hate. And here's the thing we get distracted by. We see the ugly head of racism raise its head once again. And we get so distracted at looking at that big old ugly head. We're like, ooh, look at that snake. I want to look out for it because it is going to bite me. And what we fail to realize is that snake has two heads. And on the other end of that snake, there is a mouth that is planning on biting us, because there's a page of the enemy's playbook. We'll go back to the two-headed snake in a second. There's a page on the enemy's playbook. What the enemy does under the playbook, hey, football season. Y'all know football season is here. If I say Roll Tide right now, MJ will just totally delete me out of the family. You got any members of your family like that? The playbook, right? They spend all off-season writing the playbook for the season, because there's the plays, there's the formations. This is the way it's going to roll. This is a page out of the enemy's playbook. This is his plan for your life. So what I'm doing is I'm calling an audible, right? So because what happens when you know the enemy's playbook, we get information for what he thinks he's going to do. Okay, you brought the ugly head of racism. I got this. I'm pulling my pants up. I'm down. I'm ready. And then all of a sudden, you watch them change positions and they cut left. You're like, no. They faked us out. It's a new play. That's the second head. It's a new play. So we're going to call an audible, and I'm going to call the enemy out on it. You see, the new play, 2 weeks ago, I did a teaching. If you don't have it, get it from the bookstore. And that is not me trying to get your $1.89 or whatever it is. Because it's on podcast for free. It's on YouTube for free. It's on faithchurch.com for free. It's not about trying to sell a CD. It's about the information. Because isn't it interesting how God will release a word and then test you right on it? He prepares us. He prepares us for the trial that's coming. And in that word he gave us 2 weeks ago, it was talking about the obstacles in our life, right? It was Mark 11, 22 through 25, and then 1 Corinthians 13 and 2. It said, have faith in God and say unto the mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, not down on heart, but those things which you see shall come to pass. So it's about saying and getting our blessing, which is exciting. But then we learned in 25 that it worked by forgiveness. We talked about forgiving somebody who didn't ask and accepting an apology that was never given. Dealing in forgiveness, and then it wrapped all the way over to 1 Corinthians 13, 2, where it says that faith works by love. Well, it doesn't say that. It says, well, if I have faith sufficient to move a mountain but have not love, I'm nothing. I got nothing. We also learned that We don't have a problem in the physical. We have a problem in the spiritual. Y'all got great memories. We don't have a problem in the physical. We got a problem in the spirit. Here's where anger and the mountain and the banana, here's where it all goes. We're standing in the spirit. We get stuck on this problem. We get upset. We get angry. And we slip right out of the spirit, right into the physical. And they pull us down to their level. And we're like, let me tell you something, buddy. I can't believe those people. And I can't believe those things. And I'm going to make a change. Doggone. Our power's over here. Because we don't have a physical problem. We have a... That's a spirit. It's a two-headed spirit. We got a spiritual problem. If we try and deal with it in the physical, we have no power. We're in the wrong realm. We're playing the wrong game. We're playing basketball on a football field. None of the goals are going to count. So we can't allow them to pull us into the physical. We have to stay in the spirit. How does the spirit operate? The spirit operates by love. It operates by love. It operates. It makes me do this with my shirt. Because it means we got to love the people that I want to hit. It's like one good smack in your face and I will get your attention. No, one good smack in their face. And here's the plan. He changed formation. We thought it was the racism play. He's out to steal your blessing. He's out to steal your healing. He's out to steal resolving your marriage. He's out to steal your children. He's out to re-yoke you with that addiction. Because while we're so right at being so wrong, we're over here in the physical. What we have done is we have stepped out of love and we have forfeited everything that we're having faith for. Thank you. And it makes me rub my head because I'm like, God, I can't afford that. We got to plant a church in the Ferguson, Florissant area. We got to plant a church in St. Louis. I mean, my faith cannot be short-circuited right now. Your faith cannot be short-circuited right now. There's too much that God needs to do. How many of you have a need from God and hold your hand high enough that, like, if you could pull it out of the air and out of heaven right now, you would? Look around the room. This is the enemy's plan, to steal what your hand is in the air for. Distracted by a hateful, nasty, scummy, filthy, grotesque sin. But if we're so bent on being right about being wrong, the back end of that thing will take everything that we are believing for. And we got stuff. We got stuff that we need. Can I share two scriptures with you? And if you want to hear last night's message, it was really fun. I'm going to be honest with you. It was really good. It was about walking by faith. It was walking through things. It was getting the other side. It was getting to your blessing. It was a walk into your blessing. It's going to be fun. And I did a 6 or 6.5 last night. So I went home and I rearranged my message and I practiced real hard. And baby, today, it was going to be an out of the park home run. I knew it. And God said, yeah, that would have been real cute. That would have been cute. So instead, let's go to 1 John for 1 second. 1 John 1. Who's got your Bible? Say amen. Amen. Y'all getting better, hearing more and more amens. And here's why. I went there this morning, and when I went there this morning, it was already, whoops, that's the wrong scripture. There's highlight there too. It was already highlighted. There was already a reference scripture right there. And I had already written in here from another time. It says, things that look ferocious in the dark aren't so ferocious in the light. I don't know when it was prayer time. I was preaching. Somebody else was preaching. But 1 John 1:5 says, here's the message, that God is light and in him there is no darkness at all. How many of you know some of these things that we're battling, some of these things that are giving us the opportunity to be offended, to be hurt, be right, being offended and being hurt. How many of you know it's darkness? Can I get an amen? It's darkness. Let's call it what it is. It's stupid. It's stupidity. We can't judge the man because judge not, let you be judged. It's stupidity. It's idiocracy. It's darkness. And the tricky thing about darkness is, I had a friend tell me last week. They said, "Hey, man, my old pastor and his son got killed." And the pastor said, "Yeah, That's just darkness spilling onto the light. And I thought, wow, that was poetic and totally jacked up. It was poetic but untrue. It was poetic but had no theological base. It was poetic, but it had no, it's not even incorrect spiritually and biblically. It's incorrect in the physical. There was nothing right about it. And I sat there at the table going, God love him? Do I let him continue to believe a lie? Because a hurt man, get this, a hurt man said something in a moment of what he didn't understand. And I thought, I can't let it happen. And I said, you know, I'm sure he's a precious man, but he's gone through something. He got a little bit confused. I just want to tell you that the Bible says, when light comes, darkness flees. It goes, it can't stay, it's got to get the heck out. Somebody give God a good amen. Come on, church. And even when you walk into a room, when you flip the light switch on, darkness goes away. And you've never done this. You have never, ever walked into a room, turned the light on, been around the room, and about 10 minutes later, darkness started trying to edge back into the room. No, the light was on. The dark was gone. That's the way it goes. So it says, God is light, and in him there's darkness at all. If so we say we have fellowship with him, how many of y'all saved? Amen?
Amen.
If you say you have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and we do not tell the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. Hey, worship team, are you still here by chance? Oh, I know you're here, but are you still backstage by chance? You could come, would you all come on out here for a second? We have fellowship with one another. If you walk in the light, you have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. So while they're coming on out here, would you all go ahead and stand up with me? And I'm going to ask y'all to have some fellowship with one another. How are we going to do that? I want you to grab the hands of the people on your right and your left, and it means you may have to move, and it means you may have to get out of your row. It means you may have to bridge a divide, and you may. And I don't want you just to hold people with hands and hold hands with people in your row, because if Julie can do this with one arm, I want to connect from row to row. And if there's a gap back there, there's a gap. Somebody fill the gap, baby.
Yes.
Are you going to fill the gap? Or are you going to be like, well, not me. I'm comfortable. That's a deep question, friends. Because if we're not connected to them, because, well, that's all you going to do? Like, you ain't going to come. Fine. You ever felt like that? Instead, that's all you're going to do? Man, I'm filling the gap. Because love fills in the gap. Love fills in the gap. And when love fills in the gap, what happens is there's a light created in a unity that happens. But we get confused about unity. And we get to thinking that unity all looks alike. Oh, well, unity, we just don't see color. Gee, I'm blind, bro. You're darker than me. G and I are just not the same color. And in case you didn't notice, I have hair and he doesn't. But man, look at the people on your right, your left. Look on your right, look left. Did you just catch the back of two people's heads? Let me ask you a question. Are they the same gender as you? Are they the same skin color as you? Are they the same height as you? Are you guys going to be able to share pants? She said, not even close. I know, man. I'm trying to get thick. Y'all live in the same zip code? In the same socioeconomic bracket? Have the same favorite restaurant? Because, baby, Pastor David lies. I don't even like Cracker Barrel. I did once upon a time. He doesn't lie. I liked Cracker Barrel once upon a time, but that's all we got for Christmas and birthdays for like 3 years. And I'm like, if I got to eat at Cracker Barrel again, I'm going to hide under a rock. He's going to kill me for telling y'all. He's like, you can't tell people that he still likes Cracker Barrel. So the beauty of unity is not trying to be the same. The beauty of unity is in our diversity. The beauty of unity. I'm going to point my one brother out, man. He's got a tat right up there on his neck. Don't worry, man. So does our creative Pastor Morgan. Right? It's just people do things different. The beauty is in our difference. When we're different, we can reach more people. We're called to be different. We're called to be weird. If you are not weird, you are not truly being you, and you are ripping yourself off. There is a weirdness inside of you that God called you to fulfill a specific destiny and a calling that nobody else can fulfill. You're supposed to be a weirdo. And if you haven't heard that message from the women's conference, guys, we will not pull your man card. Go get it. The beauty of unity is not in sameness. The beauty of unity is embracing the diversity and letting other people be who we are not. And so look around. I know your hands are busy. You can't take a picture. But look around. And you ever been somewhere and you didn't have your phone and you're like, I'll take a picture. I'm silly today. I'm sorry. This is what happens when I don't have an official message. Take a picture for a minute. And then close your eyes. And picture America. Picture America like us. Like this picture in Faith Church. What if America looked like this with hands held? And if America looked like this, the spirit of love in the room. Can you see it? We have to see it to be it, friends. And then with our eyes back open, that's what the enemy's trying to do. He's trying to steal us being able to see this. So all we can see is hate and division. He's trying to divide us because a house divided cannot stand. Amen. I know you want to clap. Go ahead and clap and grab your hands again. I'm like, I want to clap. But let's even go like with churches. Oh my word. I am Catha Bapta non-decostal. I don't care if you're Catholic or you're Baptist or you're Pentecostal, you're non-denominational, you're Episcopalian, you're Presbyterian, you're Methodist, you're Lutheran, you're Church of God, you're Assemblies of God. I don't care what you are or what they are. I tell you what, as long as we're proclaiming the name of Jesus, let's not throw rocks in the church, friend. I had a person put on my Facebook, they're like, excuse me, do you have a problem? Well, see, these are the tones we put in our head on social media that probably aren't there. Do you have a problem with XY Church in Fort Lauderdale, Florida? And I said, well, first of all, are you a competitor with? Are you a competitor with? And I said, first of all, churches aren't competitors. We're complementers. Second of all, Fort Lauderdale's an hour from West Palm Beach. I haven't had the privilege of going that far to meet your pastor yet. But if they're proclaiming the name of Jesus, they're awesome. That's what we do. We heard there's a church moving in across the street from Sunset Hills. I told Jeff, did I tell you? I said, Jalen, find out who their pastor is and tell them we want to take them out to lunch. Because a couple of people are like, you know a church is going in across the street? I'm like, thank God. Thank God there's a church going in across the street. Now, if they put in a topless bar across the street, I'd be having a problem with that. But there's a church going in across the street. Diverse. Different flavors of ice cream. That's what I call the church. Well, that's a strawberry church. That's a Rocky Road church. That's a vanilla church. That's a mint chocolate chip church. That's a pistachio church. How many of you have hit one of the flavors you like, but you don't like them all? Pistachio? Who likes pistachio? Oh, no. Sorry. No hate. I have to learn to embrace your diversity. And see, here's the thing. The first service, I bawled my eyes out, but this also doesn't have to be a crying subject. It's happy and it's sad. Diversity is happy. Diversity is sad when people don't get it. But diversity is happy. So we talk about diversity. We don't have to be sad. We don't have to cry. Racism is a crime. Same thing with gender. There's some tables I'm not invited to because I'm a female preacher. Just saying. Yeah. hi, church, called you out. But I don't hate. Actually, I feel kind of bad for them because I wonder how many gifts and callings are inside of their church or their denomination that they're missing out on. Because they discriminated against a gender. God probably wanted to use a man. He just wouldn't say yes. I shouldn't have said that. Y'all got me out. But that's that edge of love we got to work on a little bit. We got to work on that. So you can drop hands for 1 second. I want to grab my Bible and I want to take you to 1 John 4 real quick. Because I used all my time already. But faith worketh by love, right? We got that out of 1 Corinthians 2. Love, if we're not walking in love with the unlovely, with the hateable. Don't sit down. Don't move. You ain't done yet. If I got to stand up, come on. I am sassy. 1 John 4:19. Let's start with 19. It says, we love him because he first loved us. Here's the thing. We can't hate them because he loved us first. You see, there's not us and them. There's just us. It's not sides. It's a circle. We love him because he first loved us. The unlovely, the unlovable, the sinner. It is what it is. Three people's happy about it. Because how many of y'all sinned and you sinned good? You've sinned to the extreme. You've done stuff you don't want people knowing about. Come on. He says, let him without sin cast the first stone. I just got eliminated. Snap. I want to call him out, but then God would have to call me out. Gotta love them. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave. Now the world, that's everybody. That's us again. The circle, not us and them. Not those people we don't like in us. Not those people who were wrong in us. For God so loved the world. The jerks, the idiots, the stupid ones, the mean people. Boy, I'm a name caller. But that's how we think of them, right? He calls them children. We love him because he first loved us. And we wanted to be first, G. We wanted to be first. How many of y'all remember running to be first at the water fountain in first grade? They're lying because you see half of them are lying. How many of y'all, there's long lines at Walmart and a new checker opens up and you move because you want to be first? We want to be first. But he's already got that spot. So whatever comes in life, it's already second. Because he's first. We love him because he first loved us. And he is love, G. He is love. So then it says, there's no fear in love. Oh, I went backwards. Oh, but that's so good. 18. There is no fear in love. For perfect love casts out fear. There's a member on our staff who's Jewish. And she posted about it. I'm not looking at Instagram, but I went to post on my Instagram, and that one was already up, and it was this building. And she said, being Jewish and watching them raise the Nazi flag, this is where some of my relatives were killed. There's so many edges on this stupid snake, right? But perfect love casts out fear. That is our fear. So what the enemy is using is fear, because he can't use faith. That's of God. He uses fear to try and make us be afraid that they're going to try and do that to us again. So then we raise up in anger, we step out of the love of God, and we end up worse off than before. So 20, if man says, I love God and hates his brother, even if his brother's wrong, because we're all brothers. Did I tell y'all about Ashton? I'll tell you about Ashton and me having the talk about we're related. Now Ashton had this conversation with me. She said, hey, we're related twice, Mom. I said, well, baby, we're not from Arkansas. And she said, no, Mom, I was reading my Bible, and we're all related with Adam. But then everybody died, and we're related again with Noah. And I said, yeah, that's good, baby. And if we're Christians, we're related a third time through the blood of Jesus. And if we're Faith Church family, we're related four times. I'm letting you know, it's deep, baby. We are four times related. But if they're not saved and they're not in Faith Church, we're still related to them twice. And he says, if any man hates his brother, he's a liar. For he who loves a brother who loveth not a brother who he has seen, how does he love a God who he has not seen? Didn't say the brother was right. It didn't say it was acting right. And this commandment we have from him, that we who loveth God love each other. All right, here we go again. Here we go again. We'll have to pray. We're going to have to pray for our nation. We're going to have to pray for our city. We're going to have to pray for the hearts of men and women. You know, a lot of times in the Bible, when they say men, the word means mankind, means humankind. So when I say men, I'm not picking on anybody. Change the hearts of humankind. Because we can't allow what's happened to happen, but above not allowing it to happen, we can't let it pull us out of our blessing and what God has lined up for us. So we got to figure out how to love bigger than they hate. We have to learn to love so loud, it makes them look. How are we going to love so loud, it's going to make them look? I don't know right now, but this morning I didn't have the revelation on this that I had in my bathroom that I do now. So God can show us things. So instead of spending our energy yelling at each other like two news anchors on a show trying to get ratings, it spreads the hate. Shut up. Somebody loves somebody. Somebody say, you know what? You don't look like me, but baby, you're beautiful. I love your hair. It is so cute. And you got a sparkle in your eye that just don't quit. And girl, talk about curves. Bang, you got that. Why couldn't they say, hey, people who look like me and you, act like me and you, come from me and you zip code, come from me and you socioeconomic, boys and girls, whatever it is, whatever the thing in the middle is, Baptists and Pentecostals, Catholics and Lutherans, whatever. Instead of letting that make us fight, pulling us out of the blessing, why can't we say, I know you ain't just like me, but I embrace what you are. And you know what? Let's get together and see the best of you and the best of me, and we come out of that how much better it can be together. Amen? Oh, come on, let's go ahead and clap, and then we'll grab hands. One more time, we're going to pray, we're going to pray, we're going to pray. I promise we're going to pray. So we started the music. It's official. We're going to pray. Before we pray, can I ask one question? Was it okay that we went completely off script and didn't do the treadmill? I appreciate that, because you come up here feeling like a complete, talk about idiot, you feel like an idiot. You're like, what am I doing? I have no script. I didn't practice this. It's just the Spirit of God. That's how much better we are when we're in God than when we're in us anyway, right? Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you with hands raised, hearts open, minds focused on you. Father, we come to you as one, your church, your glorious church, the bride of Christ. God, we don't allow this to divide us out. God, how will we bring the love of God to man if we didn't even invite somebody to church on church day? Forgive us for not inviting somebody to your house. We'll invite them in. We'll show them the love. We'll expose them to the love. God, we'll give grace. They said when they smack one cheek, give them the other one. God, increase our grace. Increase our compassion. Increase our mercy. Increase our love. God, make us like Jesus. God, he allowed him to pull out his beard. How did you watch? God, give us your patience and your long suffering. And God, thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for eyes of understanding. The enemy was surely trying to steal the joy, the blessing, the prosperity, the house, the car, the job, the promotion, the drug addiction being broken, the marriage. God, he was trying to steal it, but we see his plan. And we're going to say, not today, Satan. Not today. We see what you're up to. And whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. And we bind you up. We bind your mouth, we bind your spirit, we bind racism, we bind your hate, and we say we stand on you. You might have bruised our heel, but we crush your head. It's on Christ, the solid rock, we stand enemy. We're not falling into that trap, and we lose the love, the power, the mercy of God. Change the hearts of men, God. Change them. Expose them to love unfathomable, so deep that they're forced to drink it in. And it gets into their very cells. We as America, we bless you, Lord. We bless you on behalf of our brothers and sisters that are too ignorant in this moment to do it. We bless you on behalf of our state. We bless you on behalf of our nation. We bless you on behalf of the atheists. We bless you on behalf of those, God, who walk in hate, God. We will bless your name all the days of our life. And we thank you for the grace we don't deserve. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Faith Church, is that okay for today? Yeah. Woo, glory to God. Glory to God.
We're glad you joined us today. We know God is doing so much in and through your life, and we want to hear about it. If you take a moment and send us an email and tell us your story at yournewfriend@faithchurch.com. Also, if you'd like to support and partner with this ministry, we'd love for you to go to faithchurch.com/give and simply select the best giving option for you. Thanks again for joining us. We hope you enjoyed today's message.